From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Republicans are celebrating election victories in New Jersey and Virginia. In New Jersey, Democratic incumbent Governor John Corzine has conceded his bid for another term to the GOP's Chris Christie. The result in New Jersey and an easy three major GOP wins in Virginia were seen by some as early tests of President Obama's popularity and the influence of a Democratic Congress. From member station WVTF in Roanoke, Connie Stevens has more.
With about 60% of the vote, Republican Bob McDonnell took the gubernatorial race with the lopsided results the polls predicted. Other winners included his running mate for Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, up for re-election, and the Republican candidate for Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. It was apparent the GOP voters responded to McDonnell's effort to make the election a referendum on national politics.
We will honor the words of Thomas Jefferson to keep a wise and frugal government, and we will do everything possible to keep taxes and regulation and litigation and spending to a minimum here in Virginia so that freedom can grow.
One of McDonnell's first jobs will likely be tackling a cash crunch and responding to a budget shortfall of at least $1 billion. For NPR News, I'm Connie Stevens in Roanoke, Virginia.
In New York City, voters have returned Michael Bloomberg to the mayor's office. Bloomberg defeated city comptroller Bill Thompson in a surprisingly close race. Bloomberg ran as an independent. He says he's proud of that.
New Yorkers want a mayor who can stretch across the aisle and bring people together. That's what we've done over the past 8 years, and that's what we did in this election.
Bloomberg's margin of victory was far smaller than expected, despite spending the most money in a self-finance campaign in U.S. history. Bloomberg engineered a change in the city's term limits law so he could run for a third term. The Justice Department has announced a new record in the settlement of a housing discrimination case. An apartment owner will pay $2.7 million for discriminating against minorities and families. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Donald Sterling and his family manage more than 5,000 apartments in the Los Angeles area. They call their company Beverly Hills Properties. Sterling also owns the LA Clippers basketball team. 3 years ago, the Justice Department accused the Sterlings of violating the Fair Housing Act. For example, the landlords allegedly kept blacks and Hispanics out of the apartment buildings they own in Koreatown. The Sterlings did not admit wrongdoing in the settlement, but they agreed to pay more than any other housing discrimination case in the Justice Department's history. Most of the $2.7 million will go into a victims' fund. Tom Perez, who runs the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said these cases are particularly important in times of economic stress and rising foreclosures. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. 5 British soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. The British Defense Ministry says the soldiers died of gunshot wounds during an attack on Tuesday. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki, is warning that more and more American veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan could become homeless unless the government does more to help them, especially in a weak economy. NPR's Daniel Swerdling reports.
Shinseki has been warning for months now that homeless vets are a national embarrassment. He told a conference, that's going to stop.
My name is Shinseki, and I am here to end veteran homelessness.
Shinseki did not announce new programs, but he keeps hammering away at this issue. Almost one-third of all homeless men served in the military. Roughly 3% of all the homeless served in Iraq or Afghanistan. The administration especially wants to help vets who are on the brink of being homeless from going over the edge. So it's funding job training, health care, child care, services like that. President Obama has asked for 20% more money than last year for homelessness programs, and Congress has agreed to give it. Daniel Swerdling, NPR News.
General Motors has surprised observers and decided to hold on to its European unit. GM's board of directors made the decision not to sell its Opel and Vauxhall brands to a group led by the Canadian auto supplier Magna International at a meeting in Detroit Tuesday. CEO Fritz Henderson says Europe's business climate and GM's overall health have both improved since it put the division up for sale. GM is among the automakers reporting higher levels of sales. GM says it's had its first monthly gain in almost 2 years in October. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.